With the start of the new fiscal year just days away on July 1st, the Springfield City Council will meet Monday to consider passing a budget. Like every municipality, Springfield is facing unprecedented financial challenges because of the coronavirus pandemic, with new expenses and decreased revenues. As they begin budget deliberations, councilors have also heard calls from some constituents to defund the police. The budget presented by Mayor Dominic Sarno totals $728.6 million. There are no proposed layoffs of city employees or cuts in services considered essential.
I always place emphasis on our education, public safety, healthy neighborhoods, and community services.
The spending proposed by the mayor is a 5.3% increase over the current budget, but when non-discretionary expenses for things such as health insurance and contributions to the pension fund are excluded, the recommended budget is down by almost 1% or $1.2 million.
It's really an austerity budget and continues to fund all the core services. And then, of course, all the non-discretionary obligations keeps our bond rating strong, very strong.
Over the next 12 months, the budget forecasts Springfield will see a $10 million drop in revenue. This is from anticipated cuts in state aid and lower tax collections from restaurant meals and hotel guests, according to the city's chief administration and finance officer, T.J. Plant.
This is probably the most challenging budget I've actually had to put together because there were so many unknowns. We still have so many unknowns.
To balance the budget, Plant said savings will result from a hiring freeze that was put in place in April. He said there is also surplus cash from previous fiscal years. The city's getting millions of dollars in federal aid to pay for some COVID-19 expenses. The city council have held hearings this week where department heads describe their budgets as level-funded and tight. Council President Justin Hurst said it is a bare-bones budget.
I think the one positive takeaway is that there were no layoffs and no cuts to services, which I think is huge for the city of Springfield, especially considering everything that we're dealing with respect to COVID-19.
In the wake of the protests that followed the death of George Floyd, there's been a lot of focus around the country on police budgets. The proposed spending plan for the Springfield Police Department is $50.5 million. That's $400,000 less than the current budget. During her hearing, Police Commissioner Cheryl Claprud told councilors she had asked for a $2 million increase.
Overall, considering the times we're in, this is a tight budget, but I believe we can live with it in it and pending no additional cuts.
Claprud said the police budget will pay the salaries and benefits for 512 officers and 88 civilian employees. It funds a police academy class of 40 recruits. There's money for the new body camera program and to upgrade the taser system to the latest model of the non-lethal weapons. Councilor Orlando Ramos, who chairs the Public Safety Committee, raised concerns about the $1.8 million allocated for police overtime.
You know, it would be a lot more cost efficient if we were to hire more officers rather than pay our existing officers overtime.
Hurst said he and three other councilors sent a request to Sarno asking him to put more money into police training.
My hope that we can reach some sort of compromise that might reallocate some monies coming from a particular area in the department and really go towards training, which I think is crucial and vital during times like these for our police officers.
The mayor's office announced Thursday that Sarno planned to transfer $125,000 from the police budget and an additional $125,000 to the city's Health and Human Services Department. The press release said the funds will be used for a new outreach program for troubled youth and for cultural sensitivity and mental health training for police. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.